this point, I'm going to open up the floor here for public comment. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda? Please come forward. Mr. Jane.
One thing that I didn't hear clarified in the first applicant with Mr. Myers, which probably would have shortened the protestants, was the riparian lines. Do they run as an extension of the property line out, or do they fall normal to the shoreline? That was something that was not answered and probably would have made
Ms.
that first
Ms. one. Ms. James, you're asking what seems to be a very simple yet incredibly complicated legal question. And the gentleman here to my right is an attorney with the Attorney General's office. Mr. Hall, do you have an easy answer?
Nope. So a lot of this, so in that particular case, it kind of boiled down to whether it followed the property line or not, and frankly, I'm not sure. But a lot of these cases, there are sort of coves or bends to where you have to adjust them anyway, and I think the way it works, and Mr. Watkinson may actually know this better than me, but I think the way it works is that they usually shoot out the property lines, and then if there is a bend or something, they'll go out to the middle or the channel and then sort of give you a proportion equal to your proportion of shorefront. At least that's how I think it's supposed to go, but I don't know where this thing about just perpendicular to the shoreline is coming from, frankly.
And I'll note that the commission is not in the business of setting those boundaries. This is not our jurisdiction. That is a matter of court. Courts decide those issues.
Right. Well, the only reason why it pertained to me on an application that's already gone through, because there was no water, was at Barlow Creek, because your all's jurisdiction essentially ends at mean low water as far as the leasing of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then the state of Virginia is one of the few that reverts control of that in-between space from mean low water to the Highland owner's plat or property lines back to the Highland owner for them. So when I didn't get my application was not successful, I went to the individual, wrote letters to the individual landowners and say, this ground is still usable to me, even though some of them had protested, would you willing to be able to lease it to me on an individual basis? And in doing that, then I noticed that taking the Northampton County tax maps and you projected the lines out, one of the main people that protested, their dock crosses over the other person's line in the mean low water zone. So
for that, if the person who wanted to object to the dock crossing their line, assuming it did, they would have to essentially go to court and get a riparian apportionment, and that's not something the commission really has to deal with or can deal with under,
outside our jurisdiction. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to address the commission in the public comment section here on a matter that is not on the agenda? Well, seeing none, we're going to adjourn for lunch, and we will return at 12:20.
I'm not sure how the riparian thing works.
Any further, I was going to call that up. Asking it.
Yeah. Right.
A pretty good time.
Well, I'll let you know at the end of the day.
Hereby reconvene the March 28th meeting at the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. Here we're at the public comment section of the agenda. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? Anybody wishing to address the commission on a matter that's not on the agenda? All right, we'll move right along.